Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 150. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Record your COVID-19 experience. Before we get cracking with this episode, please, if you can possibly like and certainly review, the reviews are very valuable on iTunes. And we are on Spotify. Like, review, subscribe, share. All momentum is much appreciated. Make sure you check out thesuccesssensei.com. Send me a message anytime. Record your COVID-19 experience. We've all have several different experiences throughout and several different emotions throughout COVID-19. You most certainly should record yours for posterity, whether it's for your children at the moment when they get bigger, whether it's for future children you could possibly have, whether it's for yourself to look at in a few years time. It's amazing what you write or video, you can do either one, and come back to in even only just a few short years, and it seems like a different person wrote it. It feels like a different person was having those feelings. But so much has happened psychologically, emotionally, and physically during the lockdown, during quarantine, during COVID-19, during the pandemic, the fears that everybody's had, the stresses that everybody's had, the joyful moments. It's not all negative. There's been a lot of negativity. There's been a lot of positivity. How you view the world, what has happened all around you, what you've been witnessing happening, how you felt about it, what your routine has been like. All of this is very, very useful information to pass on to yourself or to family or friends in the future. All of these things, by the way, they don't have to be out in the open. It can be, you are allowed to take a picture for yourself that doesn't have to be shared on social media. You are allowed to do a video for yourself that's never going to be shared to social media. You are allowed to do an audio recording for yourself or your family or friends that's not going to be shared on social media. Not everything you do has to be for others or for the benefit of others. And the great thing about this exercise is that it's very therapeutic. Above all else, I've mentioned it for posterity, but it's for yourself. You are coming to the end of, hopefully we are, unless there's a second wave, which I know a lot of people are worried about. But even if there is, I think it'll be different. We're coming to the end that we're closing a certain chapter. Maybe it's not fully closed for you yet, but it's very important to have that closure, to feel like, you know, to document, to feel like it's coming to an end, or to justify the time that you had, to certainly get it off your chest, the negative experiences and the feelings that you felt. It probably never will be repeated again. It's very easy with time to forget the intricacies of what has happened and specifically how you felt. So from a therapeutic point of view, you know, these podcasts are great for me. They're great for my mind. After I do them, I feel great because I've documented something. It's my inner thoughts. I feel I've produced something. I feel I've documented something. It's a very, very therapeutic process and one that you can do as well. I've done many episodes that aren't for the podcast, that are just for me and just for my family, and almost like, I suppose, not even almost like it, like a diary. A diary might be something that maybe you viewed as something that's immature, but it is certainly something that anybody that is success-minded does. Anybody that has reached any kind of a level of success in any area is generally, they're into journaling or keeping a diary or certainly notes and documenting, you know, their decisions or you know, things that have happened. They certainly have lists and to-do lists as well as their schedules. So make it a part of your routine. Don't be afraid to document this. This has been a major event in all of our lives. It has very much affected us. It will affect who you are right now. It's going to affect your decisions and who you are in the future. So take the time before it's lost, before you forget how you felt, before you forget what you've done or haven't done. As I said, you don't when it's for you and it's not going out on Instagram. I mean, you can if you want, but it doesn't have to go out on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or anything. When you're doing it for yourself, it can be more real, it can be more raw, it can be more therapeutic, it can be more, as I said, realistic. You can tell the truth. I mean, if you're worried about it ever getting out there, just make sure that you store it safely so that it doesn't. You can be brutally honest, you can speak whatever way you want, and it can be a real reflection of what you were thinking at the time. It's a super therapeutic process. As I said, it's super to pass on to other people or just for posterity. It's definitely worth doing. Your opinion, your documentation of COVID-19 is 100% of value to you and to others should you share to use it. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't think that it's only for other people to do or famous people or people who are more important. I know we all underestimate our own, I suppose, abilities and skills, and we all think that it's for people who are more successful than us. But I mean, that's our own imposter syndrome, that's our own underconfidence. It's absolutely worth your while recording your COVID-19 experience and doing it with it what you wish. I hope that helps you. Let me know, by the way, if you want to share it with me. I'm all ears. I'd love to hear from you. Or even just share with me how you get on with the process. But I guarantee you'll come up with a lot. Once you start the ball rolling, once you start talking, or once you start writing it down and going through how you feel, it'll be amazing the amount of words that you'll have to say, and the amount of things that you'll have to say, and the amount of words that you can write or speak. It'll be amazing. It just starts flowing. And that is the epitome of any artist's flow, is to get to that where it's literally just flowing out of you, and it's just natural, and your own it's almost subconscious. Your own conscious mind isn't hindering your process or holding you back. I hope that helps. I won't waffle on too much. Get cracking. Record your COVID-19 experience. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.